Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, and the word of God that I received early in the morning was, I am coming quickly. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Won't God do it? Jesus said, I'm coming back. There's no doubt I'm coming back. Hallelujah, and he will come, and he will come when you least expect it. He will come when you least expect it. So thankful this year that God has given us his word. For those of you who are just joining, moving forward, this is a yearly Bible study. And what we do is read the word of God in 1 year. And this year we have been in the Charles Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. And it has been phenomenal. This is our second year in the word. We started it a couple of years ago, so we were kind of off year before last, and so God gave it to us to start it again January of this year. And so we are going to do this Bible one more year, starting January 1st, and we will do the January 1st lesson Sunday. We will do part of it today. No, we will not. Thank you, God. We will not. We will start January 1st on January 2nd. There will not be a blog in the morning because I will be in a watch service tonight. And I'm just going to be honest, I will be asleep tomorrow morning at 7 because I'm going to need a rest. So I am just saying what the truth is, and God has already told me that I will rest tomorrow and that we will move forward on Sunday with Genesis. And our first lesson for the new year will be Genesis, starting in Genesis chapter 1, starting in Psalms chapter 1, and starting in Matthew chapter 1. And there's going to be quite a bit of word on Sunday. So be prepared. It's going to be great. And I am excited. I am very, very excited about our new year again in this Life Principles Bible. And again, I would like to give a shout out and thank you to Dr. Stanley for this magnificent Bible and the way that he put it together to make it very understandable. Also, a thank you to Ezra Houghton for the title of our show, which is Moving Forward. And to our pastor, my pastor, who has been a great support, and to Mother Rita and Mother Janet, which are my aunties, my TTs. I thank God for them for listening in every day. Mother Rita, I don't feel like I can start the show without her. And I am very, very grateful. I get emotional. But I am very grateful that she is always here every morning. thank you to the evangelist and to those that listen in from overseas. I see your states and your countries, but I don't necessarily see your names. But I am thankful for all of you that listen in. Shout out to my the folks that I read and study and look at and listen to. Thank you, Beth Moore, for just being a mighty woman of God as a women's minister. I look to you and thank you for all that is out there that you do. I just appreciate you. And I do believe prayer does change things. Hallelujah. And I am starting my prayer journal this year. Start to pray a lot more. I pray, but I need to start writing down so I can go back and look at the manifestation of the things that God has done in my life. To my pastor, Pastor Paul Herring, who also listens in, thank you so very much for being with me this year. Just so many thank you to Sister Carolyn for her daily word that we have every morning, that word to give you that refreshment that you need in your spirit. So thank you, Sister Carolyn. Also my family, you know, my children, my sons who listen in as well. Maybe not always by choice, but they listen in. And just thanking my mom and all those that tune in every day, those that tune in sometimes, and those that are just now tuning in. Thank God for all of you, and may his blessings shine upon you. I'm giving all my thank yous in the front of the show this morning, and some of you will be thanked again. But I just wanted to let all of you know how much I appreciate you joining me this year, moving forward in the Word of God. Hopefully next year will be better. Just grateful. Thank you, Pastor Fred, Frederick Wilson II, who has been a mentor and a friend and who I get my up in the morning with Morning Glory Nation. I hear a word before I give a word. So thank you, Pastor Fred and the Morning Glory Nation for, wow, giving me what I need, filling me up before I come on to this show in the mornings. There's probably more people I need to thank, but I thank my Table of Light family and ask God to watch over you, to bless you, to give you all that you desire and need. And just to say thank you to God for my family, for my sister and my brother, and for, of course, my children, which I've thanked already, but just a special thank you to God for allowing me to read his word and show me what to do. Because I say this to all of you who are listening in. Every time you read the word of God, you learn something new. There's no such thing as knowing it all, because we don't. We don't know it all. We will never know it all. But I tell you this, we learn so much from the Word of God. And I tell you this, every time you open this mighty book, this basic instruction before leaving Earth, you learn something new. You may have read Genesis chapter 1 50 zillion times, but when you read it on the 50 zillionth and one time, you learn something else. So please join us next year as we move forward in the Word, still in the Dr. Charles Stanley Life Principles Bible, for one more year. And we will kind of go back and forth some days into the Tony Evans Christian Standard Bible as well for some of those words that we're reading for clarity. So thank you so much. Let's get ready to move forward in the Word of Father God in heaven. I am so grateful, thankful, and blessed that you gave me another day. Father God, I pray that this word today touches hearts, minds, and spirits. I pray today, Lord God, that all things that the listeners are asking for, that they become a manifestation, that they become overflow in their life. Father God, you know what each and every person needs, whether it's health, whether it's financial security, whether it's just a better understanding and salvation, oh God. I pray, Lord, that all things that you have for each and every person, Lord God, for your word says that they are irrevocable, that our gifts and our calling are irrevocable. Nobody can take what you have given us, oh God. So I pray, Father, that each and every person walks in their gift, walks in their calling within the next year, and that, Lord, you give us next year, that those that are listening in, that they make it in to the next year. I pray that I make it in to the next year, Lord God, because I'm excited about all that you have for me, all that you have for me to do, all that you need me to do. Lord, I am ready. I accept the call. In the name of Christ Jesus, Lord, I lift up your name, giving you grace and mercy and hallelujah. For the word tells us that our Savior is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He is Jesus, and he's coming. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, that when he comes, we are all in our white robes, ready to worship. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let the praises go on this evening. Let every church have who needs to be there, giving you honor, giving you glory, giving you New Year's praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. And I thank God for always increasing as I decrease and letting the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. For we all know that our Father God is our strength. I say it one more time. Our Father God is our strength. And I say it one more time for the Holy Spirit. Our Father God is our strength and our Redeemer. Hallelujah. And I tell you this, there's no way I could do this. 7 a.m. every morning, Sunday through Friday, and some Saturdays without the Father. Couldn't do it without him. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your mercy, for your goodness, and for your kindness toward us. Hallelujah. Thanking the Lord today. So let's get into this awesome, awesome word. I am excited, y'all. Let me say this. Woo. We are going into a new book on the last day of the year. We are in Malachi. And I have to say this. When I was in children's ministry, I had the most awesome young man named Malachi. I can tell you, he was so polite and just an absolute great kid. He was a military child. His mom was serving in Afghanistan, and he was staying with his grandmother. And all I can say is he is a great kid doing great things. Just love that name, Malachi. It's a cool name to give your child. And this is what the Word of God says. Well, actually, this is what my little book says about Malachi. Know your Bible. Say, know your Bible. That's what I love. That's what Pastor Wilson would say. Love, know your Bible. So we're going to know our Bible today and find out about Malachi. And Malachi meaning my messenger. Whose messenger? God's messenger. So what does Malachi mean? My messenger. The messenger is or God. No other details are given. Date of approximately that this was written was 450 B.C., about 450 years before Jesus. The 10 words or less, the Jews have become careless in their attitude toward God. Can I say that again? The Jews have become careless in their attitude toward God. And let's call it straight. We have become careless also in our attitude toward God, and we got to get it back together. We got to get it back together and quit being careless in our attitudes toward God. Just calling it like it is. And it goes on to tell us, it says, the detail, please. Prophecy a century after the return from exile. Malachi chastises the Jews for offering lame and sick sacrifices, for divorcing their wives to marry pagan women, and for failing to pay tithes for the temple. The Lord was angry with the attitude, it is vain to serve God, but he promised to bless the obedience. Unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. What did it say? He got upset. They were divorcing, marrying just any old thing. I'm calling it like it is. Not paying their tithes. Having given God just sick and lame sacrifices. Whereas it said in the word, what kind of sacrifice? The first and unblemished lamb. So unblemished means you can't give just any old thing to God. And it also talks about paying tithes. And I'm going to be honest, I was not always a faithful tither. But I try my best to be a faithful tither now. God knows everything about us, and he knows what we do. And so you've got to pay your tithes. And God provides everything. I can tell you that. He is a provider. 100%. Quotable, return unto me and I will return unto you, says the Lord of hosts. Again, return unto me and I will return unto you, says the Lord God of hosts. In other words, we got to go back to our first love, which should be Father God. I know many's first love was their mama's or their daddy's, but my first love, I love my mama. I love my mothers, I love my godmother, who was more my Madea, my Nana, my TT, my everything, my best, my BFF was Lillian Anderson. That was my heart, and I was broken for a long time after she died, but I'm grateful that God put her in the village of women that raised me. And I tell you this, I would sit and watch her go to church as a little kid. I lived across the street from her, and I always wanted to go, and this is my testimony, many have heard it, wanted to go to church, didn't quite have the right clothes because my mom was a teen. You know, she moved across the street from her TT, you know, and she helped us out a lot. But I wanted to go to church. I didn't have the clothes to go to church. And I remember my first outfit that my Bill bought me. Man, I remember so proudly telling my mom that I was going to church with Bill. And I remember getting my hair done and sitting on the floor and her putting in the little paper. You know, the paper that we get for grocery bags, they used to make curlers out of those. And she'd curl my hair because my hair was naturally curly, and she would curl it a little bit tight so it'd be little ringlets like Shirley Temple. Thought I was too cute, couldn't nobody tell me nothing. And I went to church, and I got to sit with Miss Ola and Miss Ollie, and I thought I was so great. Yeah, Miss Addie and Miss Ollie, that's what it was. And those two ladies poured into me as a child. Beautiful, awesome women of God. We've got to have a village for our children. And as we get ready to continue in this word this morning, it says in Malachi, the uniqueness of it, it says, Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, contains the final word from God from some 400 years until the appearance of John the Baptist and Jesus, the Messiah, as prophesied in Malachi 3:1, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. So what? God doesn't want empty religious rituals. He wants people to worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. Hallelujah, what a word. Let's get into it. Malachi chapter 1 says, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, says the Lord. Yet you say, in what way have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord? Yet Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated, and laid waste his mountains and his heritage for the jackals of the wilderness. Even though Edom has said, we have been impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus says the Lord of hosts, they may build, but I will throw down. They shall be called the territory of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord will have indignation forever. Your eyes shall see, and you shall say, the Lord is magnified beyond the border of Israel. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. Even then, I am the father. Where is my honor? And if I am the master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts, to you priests who despise my name. Yet you say, in what way have we despised your name? You offer defiled food on my altar, but say, in what way have we defiled you by saying the table of the Lord is incontestable? And then you offer the blind as sacrifice. It is not evil. Is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it then to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you favorably? Says the Lord of hosts. But now entreat God's favor, that he may be gracious to us while this is being done by your hands. Will he accept you favorably? Says the Lord of hosts. Who is there even among you who would shut the doors so that you would not kindle fire on my altar in vain? I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, nor will I accept an offering from your hands. For from the rising of the sun, even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. But you profane it, in that you say, the table of the Lord is defiled, and its food is contemptible. You also say, oh, what a weariness, and you sneer at it, says the Lord of hosts, and you bring the stolen, the lame, and the sick. Thus you bring an offering. Should I accept this from your hand, says the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver who has in his flock a male and takes a vow, but sacrifices to the Lord what is blemished. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name is to be feared among the nations. Chapter 2 of Malachi. And now, O priest, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not take it to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I will curse them already, because you do not take it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your descendants and spread refuge on your faces, the refuge of your solemn feast, and no one will take you away with it. Then you shall know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him one of life and peace, and I gave them to him that he might fear me. So he feared me and was reverent before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and injustice was not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and turned many away from iniquity. For the lips free should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But you have departed from the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, I also have made you contemptible and base before all the people, because you have not kept my ways, but have shown partiality in the law. You, have we not all one father? I'm going to read that again. Have we not all one father? Has not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously with one another by profaning the covenant of the fathers? Judah has dealt treacherously, and an abomination has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah has profaned the Lord's holy institution, which he loved. He has married the daughter of a foreign god. May the Lord cut off from the tents of Jacob the man who does this, being awake and aware. Yet he brings an offering to the Lord of hosts. This is the second thing to you. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and crying. So he does not regard the offering anymore, nor receive it with goodwill from your hands. Yet you say, for what reason? Because the Lord has been witness between you and the wife of your youth, with whom you have dealt treacherously. Yet she is your companion, and your wife be covenant. But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the Spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offspring. He seeks godly offspring. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth. For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce. Did y'all hear that? The Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce. For it covers one's garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously. You have worried the Lord with your words, yet you say, in what way have we worried him? In that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or where is the God of justice? Ooh, what a word today. Number three, chapter three of Malachi. What a word, what a word. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. I'm talking John the Baptist here. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a launderer's soap. He will set as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. And I will come near to you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers. Y'all got this, y'all. Listen to this. Listen, listen, listen. And I will come near to you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers. Remember that. Adulterers, perjurers, liars, in other words. Sorcerers, those dealing in witchcraft. Come on now. Adulterers. Stepping out on Sister Susie. Gotta stop. Perjurers, them liars. Said and lie like it ain't nobody's business. Against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans. Don't be messing with us. Don't mess with the widows, y'all. We are special to God. and against those who turn away and alien. Oops, bam. Some of the folks need to be listening to the word of God that are residing on certain locations in this country, because the word of God says, one more time, verse 5 of Malachi, and I will come near you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers. Don't be dibbling and dabbling. Oh, let me see what my other scripture says today. Wrong, man. Against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away and aliens, because they do not fear me, says the Lord. Damn, chapter verse 5 is a highlightable. There's actually Malachi chapter 3, the whole chapter is a highlightable. And it goes on to tell us, for I am the Lord. I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return? Will a man rob God? Y'all better read it. Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you in tithes and offerings? You have cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Thank you, Jesus. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. Your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? You have said, it is useless to serve God. What profit is it that we have kept his ordinances and that we have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts? So now we call the proud blessed. For those who do wickedness are raised up. They even tempt God and go free. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son, who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. We got to serve the Lord with a whole heart. Chapter 4 of Malachi. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble. God don't play. What did he say? Will be stubble. In other words, you'll get burned up. Ooh, that's it. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who wickedly will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. On the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts, remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel with the statute and judgment. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Thus I come and strike the earth with a curse. What a word. One, Elijah of the two prophets, Moses and Elijah, will come again. And they will prophesy. And it will be a last opportunity to get saved. Because after that, it's on and popping. That's why we read this word, so we get ready and get prepared in our hearts and our minds and our spirit to become one with our Father. And the word of God in Psalms 151 through 6 says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty pyramid. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the flute and the harp. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clinging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, family. Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. This proverb woman, y'all, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of grain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the staff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor, yet she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sits among the elders of the land, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Hallelujah. Revelations chapter 21 to chapter 22-21. If time permits, we will go over life lessons, principal questions, and all those things. But God said the word is what goes forth today. Revelations chapter 21. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Cowardly, unbelievingly, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, Come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Also, she had a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Three gates on the east, three gates on the north, three gates on the south, and three gates on the west. Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he talked with me, had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. Then he measured this wall, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. The construction of his wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, and the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th denis, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall be by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb book of life. Hallelujah. The only ones that gonna make it in to the pearly gates, into the streets of gold, and into the place of precious gems are those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Praise the Lord. Let us all be written in the book. Hallelujah. I want my name in the book. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 22 of Revelation. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its streets and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their forehead. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Then he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Now I, John, saw and heard these things, and when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, see that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. And he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Side of dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the spirit and the bride say, come, and let him hear say, come, and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from this holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And I say to you this morning, family, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And that is the entire Bible. From Genesis chapter 1 to Revelation chapter 22, verse 21, in 1 year. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in his name. Again, the word says, I am coming quickly. But we know who he is. He is Alpha. He is Omega. He is our beginning. And he is our end. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in his holy and righteous name. Thanks be to our Savior Jesus Christ, who is coming, who knows us by name. I am so grateful for this word today, that God gave us an opportunity to know his word, to hear his word, and to be filled by his word and his holy presence. Thanks be to our Father God, who woke us up this morning, who gave us a new day and a new season. Thanks be to God. And again, I'll shout out and a thank you to Mother Rita. Thank you so much for being so faithful. I always feel like I can't do this without you coming on. And I see your number, so I thank God for you, TT. I thank you for being so faithful and listening in. From January to December, you're always there, and I thank God for you. And I ask him to give you long life, and that he gives you abundantly anything that you ask for or think that God provides. For the word tells us one more time, our title for today, I am coming quickly. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus is coming quickly. The question is, be ready. Before we get out of here today, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And if time permits, I will go back and do some of the life lessons for this morning. And I did not get Sister Carolyn's word yet, so I will give her word for today as well as her word for the weekend on Sunday, God willing. And just before we get out of here, let's go back through our words and get some life lessons. From Malachi chapter 2 and 5, my covenant was with him, one of life and peace. And Dr. Stanley tells us, he says, our God is immutable, meaning that he never changes. He operates on eternal, unchanging principles, and that is why we can build our lives on his promises. God's commandments and promises and warnings are all for our benefit, to bless us with life and peace. When we turn away from his word, we turn away from both life and peace. Malachi chapter 3 and 16. Then those who fear the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard them. None of us are in this walk of faith on our own. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. We need to encourage one another to stir up love and good works. Best of all, the Lord promises to reward such healthy obedience. Of course, the closest mission field we have is our own family. God says that he seeks godly offspring. The children have to be trained to be godly, and that's the job of the parents. Praise the Lord. That's so true. Proverbs chapter 31 and 30. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Hallelujah. The book of Proverbs ends where it began, with a focus on the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 1 and 7, those who know and worship God for who he really is find both success in life and praise after it. And we're going to go real quick to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, and it says in verse number 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and discipline. Fools despise wisdom and discipline. What a word, y'all. That's all I can say is what a word. And then our last things from Dr. Stanley before we end this year and moving forward for 2021. And it says, an eager anticipation of the Lord's return keeps us living productively. Throughout Scripture, we find three abominations given to us about the Lord's return. 1, watch faithfully. 2, work diligently. And 3, wait peacefully. We are to watch. The Lord said repeatedly that we are to watch for his coming because we do not know the day or hour of his return. In Luke 21 and 36, Jesus gave this specific instruction. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. We are to do more than pray as we watch. We are to stand fast in faith with courage and strength. We are to watch soberly, arming ourselves with faith and love and salvation. 1 Titus chapter 5 and 8. As we watch, we are to remain spiritually aware of false prophets. We are to discern the spirits and to reject soundly all who do not confess that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. 1 John 4, 1 through 2, and 2 Peter 2 and 1. Jesus spoke to John in a vision and gave this great promise to those who remain watchful. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches. Revelation 16 and 5. Number 2, we are to work. Why does Jesus leave us here on earth after he saved us? Why aren't we born again and then immediately taken into the Lord's presence? Because we still have work to do. First, God calls us to win souls. We are to be the Lord's witnesses, telling of the love of God and the atoning death of Jesus Christ for sin. We are to testify about what he has done in our own lives, both with our words and by our example. So long as there remains a soul on earth who hasn't heard the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have work to do. Second, we are to grow, spiritually developing an ever-increasing intimacy with the Lord. None of us fully lives up to our spiritual potential. We all have room to grow. In those areas where we discover we are unlike Christ, we must work with the Spirit to become conformed to his likeness. Our minds must be renewed. Our inner hearts and emotions must be healed. We must grow in spiritual discernment and in the wisdom of God. Our faith must be strengthened and used so that our prayers and our actions more effectively build up the Lord's kingdom. We are to wait. Waiting isn't easy. Impatience often leads to frustration. Waiting can also cause a buildup of fear. The longer something's anticipated doesn't happen, the greater our concern with what will happen, which can degenerate into worry over what might happen. And fear is only a step away. And what we say on this blog, we don't worry, we pray. And as we get to the last part of Dr. Stanley's word, he said, we are to seek and find the peace we await the Lord's return. When the Lord comes, he will find you among those who love him and call him Savior and Lord. When the Lord comes, will he find you doing what he has commanded you to do? When the Lord comes, will he find you eager to see him? When the Lord comes, will he find you ready for his appearing? When the Lord calls with a shout from heaven, will you instantly rise to be with him? When the Lord appears in the clouds, will you hear? Rejoice with exceeding great joy. You have it within your grasp to positively answer these questions. How will you choose to respond to the Lord's challenges upon your life? The fact is, he is coming again. And the last things that I have, and we are going to go over by a couple of minutes, and it just says in Revelations 21 and 23, the city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The best part of heaven will not be the streets of gold or the pearly gates or even the happy reunions we will enjoy with believing loved ones. The best things about heaven is that loving presence of God himself. We got a small hint of coming attractions when Jesus displayed a little of his glory at the transfiguration there. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Revelations 22 and 14, blessed are those who do his commandments. And as we read the whole thing, it says, blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. All the way through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, God insists that obedience to his commands bring astonishing blessings. Obedient Christians delight in God, and God delights in obedient Christians. God is always inviting people to come to him. He is not trying to keep men and women out of heaven, but is doing everything he can to bring as many as possible into his dearly loved family. Revelations 22 and 20. Surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Revelation concludes with a reminder that Jesus may return at any moment and repeats a blessing on those who are not only hear its words, but who commit themselves to spirit-empowered godly obedience. When will Jesus return? No one can say. Maybe today, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow, maybe next century. No one knows hour he will descend from the clouds in great glory. But make no mistake, he is coming. And that is our word for this year. Thank you all for listening in. Thank you all for joining us. May God bless you. May God keep you. May the Lord's light shine upon you and give you grace. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent once from each other. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day, family. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and blessed to have been with you this year as we move forward through God's word. May next year, God willing, be even better than this one. And may more people tune in to hear the word of God. Thank you so much. Tell a friend about moving forward. We will be back together again on January the 2nd. Thank you so much. And if God is willing, we might be together in the morning. I don't know, but I don't believe so. God has not given me a January 1st going to the word. He said January 2nd, and we will read January 1st and January 2nd on Sunday. So thank you all. Have a blessed and wonderful New Year's Eve. Be safe. Be sound. Be in the house of God if you can be. Have a blessed day, family. It's a wrap. My last. It's a wrap for this year. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm almost feeling like I don't want to let you go. But I got to go to work. So I thank God for all of you. And as everybody knows, it's a wrap as we are willing, ready, available, and presently praying for each and every one of you. It's a wrap for the last time this year. Praise the Lord, everybody. For the Lord truly is in his holy temple. And let all the earth keep silent before him. Thank you, Father God. For this year, thank you for this word for this year. And Lord God, I lift up each and every listener. Those that have listened in the past, those that listen today, those that will listen on tomorrow or on Sunday, Lord, I ask you to bless each and every one. Give them your grace and your mercy, your goodness and your kindness. And Lord, let the next year be better than the last. For we know that every day we're coming closer to your coming. And it's in your name I pray, lifting up your name, Jesus, thanking you for another day. Thanking you, Father God, for another day. Thanking you, Holy Spirit, for lighting up everywhere we go because you are with us and in us. And in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I lift up, I praise God, I look up, praise God, and thank him for each and every one of you. Happy New Year, family. Praise the Lord, everybody. And again, find a Bible believing, Bible teaching church if you are going to a service today. And please, family, put on your mask. Wear your mask. It is important. Have a great day. It's a wrap.